Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Hear ye, hear ye. Wherefore art thou, employees? For this day bestowed upon us is April 23rd.
Oh, hey, Steve. Yeah, happy
Steve.
Talk Like Shakespeare Day.
Good morrow, my good fellow.
Hi, Steve. What do you want?
My dear lass, pretty might I beseech upon you a feathered quill from my work domain.
You want a pen? Here's a pen.
Thou thanketh thee. Now come off without caution and be merry.
I wanteth it back.
Talk Like Shakespeare Day. It's not for everyone.
No, it's not. But Steve does the AccuWeather, too. Nice job, Steve. Can I besiege upon thee a forecast during the news? Yes.
When 40 winters shall besiege thy brow and dig deep trenches in thy beauty's field.
You've been practicing.
The youth's proud lip. I can't even.
You're reading it off a screen, though.
I know. Okay. Kick on. Sorry. Thy youth's proud livery, so glazed on now, will be a tattered weed of small worth held. They're talking about Pennsylvania.
Yeah, weed was 420, though.
Then being asked where all thy beauty lies, where all the treasure of thy lusty days.
Ooh,
to say,
lusty days. Hang on, this is getting hot.
To say within thine own deep sunken eyes, wherein all eating shame and thriftless praise. What is he talking about?
Isn't that Shakespeare? Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but maybe you touched on it a little bit in high school. But if you were an English literature major like I was, you had to do a lot of Shakespeare.
All right, all right, all right.
This is creeping me out.
All right,
this is just creeping me out.
I found a better one.
All right.
Everyone knows this one.
Yes.
Shall I compare thee, Thomas, to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and oft is his gold complexion dimmed.
Mm.
And every fair from fair sometimes declines, by chance or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summers shall not fade, nor
there,
lose
people.
Possession of that fear thou ownest. Now shall death
Hang
brag
in.
Thou wanderest in his shade, when eternal lines in time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee.
I love it. But not really. Shakespeare was miserable when I was in high school.
Oh, stop. No,
I hated it.
I love his comedies.
And you leave my darling buds out of this, okay? You just leave my darling buds.
I think it's more like I have darling buds and you don't. I think you might have a sheathed member.
Let's not go there.
No, I love his comedies.
It's so Tom and Loreth in the morning.
No, there's no Loreth.
It's Thomas and Loreth in the morning. 94KXF. That's enough.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Sounds like we're getting you ready for Flashback Friday, which is about a half hour away.
Yeah, cool in the gang. Get those requests in. You can get them in early.
Yeah.
49330,
no
text message, 94KX Facebook page, 1-800-326-94KX. Ford Fun Line is open.
Yeah, we're going to have a party. Ladies and guys.
I promise I'm done speaking like Shakespeare. Like, I promise.
Thank you. We're putting that aside now.
We are.
We both disagree with National Picnic Day because it's
too cold. It's 30 degrees outside.
It's also National Lovers Day, which is meant for wow, chicka, wow, wow. It's not Valentine's Day. It's people who really are lovers. So I think that's kind of cool. It's International Nose Picking Day. I want to skip by that one, too.
Ew.
I don't understand
Ew.
Why we need a day for that.
Ew.
I don't know. Whatever.
All right. So what are we going to talk about?
We've talked about this before, and if people listening right now go, oh, geez, here goes Morgan complaining about this again. But gender reveal parties are way out of control.
Well, I mean,
people are dying.
Didn't one of them just, like, explode in New England? Seriously?
Yeah. It happened in New Hampshire, New Hampshire. They detonated something, and people from miles around were feeling it.
The ground starts shaking. We hear this huge boom. We heard this god-awful blast.
I had pictures fall off my walls.
They crack foundations of our neighbors.
What?
Ridiculous. I get that it's a big moment for people and they want to celebrate, but, like, safety first.
Big moment does not mean big explosion. Why are we detonating things at gender reveal parties? You can Google mysterious explosion. It'll come up. You'll get to see some of this. You heard some of it. They detonated like an explosive with, like, blue smoke or pink smoke, but at that point it didn't matter.
So they did it at a quarry, but used double the amount of explosive material and then also added in an additive to determine whether they were having a boy or a girl. And two towns over, it ruined people's homes.
Yeah, blew out the windows, cracked the foundation, like you heard that lady say. I mean, people, come on.
Oh, my gosh. They used
Tannery.
That's bad. It's a legal explosive, but they literally use that to blast through mountains.
Well, yeah, because they did it at a quarry. So maybe we'll find out that the baby's mommy or the baby's daddy, like, maybe the family owns the quarry. But still, they use twice as much explosive, and yet you ruined parts of the town, you morons.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Now,
unbelievable.
Are they having a girl or a boy?
I don't think we ever got to that part.
I'm looking.
Smoke pink or blue? Pull up a video. It's just weird. Okay.
Oh, okay. It's a boy.
Stop.
It's a boy.
Okay.
They've seen the gender reveal video. Police acquired.
Police acquired.
And it's a boy.
Okay,
oh, man.
So they're going to name him Bedrock? What are they going to name him?
Barney.
Fred or Barney? There you go.
Wow.
News is next. Mark's got that. Mark's got the sports. And maybe Steve is still doing Shakespeare, so maybe Mark will do the weather, too. You never know. It's coming up next.
Listen, the coldest weather doth cometh before the dawn.
I thought you said we were done with
Shakespeare. I did. I'm so sorry. Okay, my bad.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura, 94.1 WQKX. You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, I feel like this week has had a theme.
Oh yeah.
Where we've either one complained about the weather,
okay,
or two laughed or loved little kids talking.
Little kids are the best.
All week it seems like we've talked about little kids. Anyway.
Okay.
Listen to this 4-year-old boy who loves the family's UPS driver so much that he drew him a picture and then greeted and gave it to him. It's adorable.
It's pizza! And I love your outfit!
That's a present that I made.
You made it for me?
Yeah, oh,
I'm so excited.
And you can even open the door so it's inside your truck.
My refrigerator.
All right.
Oh, there it is. My kids love the UPS guy, Dave.
When
Dave got ill and passed away, I never told my children because I thought it would affect them that much. We just got a new UPS driver. So that story right there brings tears to my eyes. That's great stuff.
It's wonderful stuff, and that's good news. Mm. Up next, we're talking about bowling.
Okay.
An Illinois man paid tribute to his dad by bowling a perfect game
using
a ball that was super special.
Oh?
I had tears in my eyes for the 11th and 12th frame. I just was hoping that it would strike and it did.
So right here is where the thumb hole used to be. So that's where the ashes are at.
I was talking to my brother earlier in the night. I go, I'm shooting a 300 tonight with this ball. He goes, do it.
This makes up for so many nights growing up that we slept in the bowling alley while our parents were finishing league night.
I had goosebumps, chills. He was there.
Yeah, he was there. He was inside your bowling ball.
He was, which is unique and different.
However,
he was there both physically and in spirit, and his son bowled a perfect game, which his dad was never able to do.
And I'm thinking his dad was a big bowling fan.
He was. And if you heard, his childhood friends said that they used to fall asleep at the bowling alley waiting for their parents to be done with the league game.
There it is. That's good news then.
All right, now we're headed to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Where it has been snowing.
Yes.
But this is a story about a woman who found some old photos in a cookbook at a thrift store.
Oh, wow.
She posted them up on social media thinking that someone might want them. They might be special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luck would have it, a few days later, a young woman in one of the photos contacted her and said that the cookbook and photos must have belonged to her grandmother.
Wow. So they actually got together, went through it, and here it turns out it was her grandmother's cookbook where she took notes, and those photos were of her, her siblings, and her grandparents growing up. So, of course, that woman gave it all back to her.
Yeah, you gotta give it back. That's good news.
That is good news on a Friday.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
News coming up next in Flashback Friday, so let's all flashback. Oh, still to come this morning, I'm guessing now because I don't know, but maybe we'll have a shot to open up the lines and get a Quest for the Castle qualifier.
You never know. Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram want to send you to Disney. Plus, four of your friends, or dare I say it, a family of four. Doesn't matter, airfare included. Quest for the Castle can happen at any time. You never know when.
You know, I would love to go to Disney just to see some of the Star Wars stuff. I'm not one of them Star Wars geeks, and I'm not busting on you guys if you are. Rob Center. But anyway, I would love to see, like, just be walking and watch stormtroopers walk by.
It's so cool, honestly.
Or meet Darth Vader.
It really, really is. And I love that anytime a little kid dressed as Darth Vader challenges, like, big Darth, real Darth Vader. Like, he always is up for the fight. It's the coolest.
Hey, that brings us to viral comedy because somebody at Disney challenged the stormtroopers.
Oh, yeah?
By holding up their hand thinking they were a Jedi and they had the power to make a stormtrooper do their commands or whatever, like a mind thing or whatever.
Well, yeah, because you have to use the Force and you could stop them and toss them off to the side.
Right. Well, somebody tried to do that in today's viral comedy, and you could go ahead and Google this. It is the greatest comeback. So go ahead and Google stormtrooper comeback, I guess, because the Jedi hand motion doesn't always work, especially for this dude.
If there's one Jedi left, it's not you.
I didn't know those stormtroopers were supposed to be funny. If there's one Jedi left,
it's not you. I need to find this video.
Makes me want to go to Disney.
What did that poor guy do? Oh, man, I need to find it.
I want to go to Disney now, and I want to see if I could be that one guy that could stop a stormtrooper in his tracks.
It's not you.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
We are going to take caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line. Plenty of time to get to that phone. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, caller 9.
Woo-hoo!
Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, finally. Who's this?
It's Marie.
Hi, Marie. Are you driving?
I am.
Hooray for Bluetooth. You got any kids, Marie?
Yes, I do.
All right. That Disney trip could be yours next month. You sit tight. Zimmerman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram proud to present the Quest for the Castle, and you're qualified.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
94.1 WQKX. Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura in the Morning. 94KX.
And our buddy Paul from down around Harrisburg, who checks in with us from Camp Hill.
He does.
Every week, and I promised him I'd play it this week. So there you go, buddy. OJ's from the 70s. 75, 76, 77. We couldn't figure it out. All I know is I was in high school. You weren't even born.
I was not. But thank you, Paul, for your request.
There you go. So we got them rolling, man. People are checking in with us. That's what Flashback Friday is all about. We got the party going on here.
We do,
every
indeed.
Every Friday morning. We should be party starters.
That is a thing. What? Not necessarily around here, but in large cities.
Well, let's
yes.
start one here. How much money do they make?
About $200, about $100 an hour. Seriously.
All right. I mean, we could go broadcast live somewhere and make $100 an hour, or we could just show up at your random house mm-hmm. on a random Friday or Saturday night and start the conversations and get the people rocking. It's called Professional Party Starters. And I don't know. It could be cool. I don't know. Is it? You think it'll be a trend nationwide?
I think it already is a trend nationwide.
Yeah, but you said only in bigger cities.
No,
like,
I mean,
when's it going to filter down?
Party starters play a big part, particularly in wedding services, where you want people to get up and interact, dance, whatever is happening on. Mm-hmm. So you hire these people whose jobs literally are to encourage people to participate in the event that they're at.
Yeah. I mean, that's what a DJ usually does. I did that for 2.5 decades. But now this guy just randomly shows up. Like, what's it going to filter down? Because I want to see a guy that nobody knows show up at the Americas in Sunbury and just start whooping it up. People would be like, first of all, did you sign the book? Second of all, who the hell are you?
Right.
Right. But I want to see it filter down. But it could be the next big thing, even locally.
I don't know. Even on Evite.com, you know, that big company that you can send electronic invitations.
Right.
They're even looking for one starting event salary. So per event salary is $5,000.
What?
I'm serious.
I'm in. Where's my resume? I could start a party. As a matter of fact, our Flashback Friday audio, this was actually me back in the 70s.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
Okay, that was
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, sorry.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
How many new movies?
Just one.
Just one?
Yep.
And that's your review?
And that's what I'm going to review, yes.
This is perfect. What do you got?
Mortal Kombat is based on the popular video game that millions of parents were convinced would turn their children into violent, deranged psychopaths. It's about a group of elite fighters from our dimension who have to prepare for an invasion of elite fighters from another dimension. Fortunately, they all have special powers. One guy can shoot fireballs from his hands, another has robot arms, and a third can throw his hat at people really, really hard.
Cool.
Okay, so not all powers are created equal.
What?
The chief bad guy is Sub-Zero, a dude who can freeze things. Like the game that inspired it, Mortal Kombat is all about no-holds-barred fighting. This movie is insanely violent. It makes Kill Bill look like Tom and Jerry. But that's okay, because that's what the game's fans are coming to see. The action scenes are very well choreographed, with some real creativity in terms of how people meet their gruesome ends. In one scene, Sub-Zero slashes a guy, then freezes his blood into the shape of a dagger, and then slashes him again.
With his own blood.
With his own blood. How dope is that, right? All the violent mayhem is softened somewhat by a sense of humor. Mortal Kombat is surprisingly funny at times. Because it delivers what fans expect without taking itself too seriously, the movie is 110 minutes of fast-paced, blood-soaked fun. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 fatalities.
How can you say Mortal Kombat and comedy in the same sentence?
There are scenes that are very surprisingly funny. Some of the moments between the characters, there's this one character who's an Australian tough guy who just walks around insulting everybody else and lording over them. You know, and sometimes they comment ironically on the strange things that are happening around them, like the guy who can kill people by throwing his hat.
I love it. I remember when Mortal Kombat first came out. Now, go way, way, way back, the original video game, and people were scandalized.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was it's going to ruin the next generation.
Right, that's what he said. So that's a little Flashback Friday in itself.
But
your husband, Keith, still plays this game?
He does. Loves it and is very excited to go see this movie.
Oh, he won't be disappointed.
No, I'm sure he won't. Yeah, he's a huge Mortal Kombat fan.
But he's the calmest guy in the world.
Not when he's playing video games, friend.
Okay. All right.
I understand.
Okay. Laura, take off your hat and throw it at Mike and see if it could be like a superpower thing.
I actually think I would prefer it to be my scrunchie.
That's
right?
A good
right? A scrunchie. That would be my power.
Like you pull it back like a, you know, slingshot.
That, or else you could throw it like those Night Star ninja like things.
Oh, yeah.
So like the scrunchie looks innocent in the hair,
where
soft and nice and doesn't damage your hair. But then when you take it out and you flick it, it becomes Mortal Kombat deadly.
You may have played this game too much. I don't know.
Never.
I'm scared now.
I've never played the game.
News is coming up next. Mike, run.
I will.
I'm out of here. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Madsen Madsen with the Metallica request. Nice job.
Excellent. I actually, that's probably the easiest feeling Metallica song out there, don't you think?
Yeah, it kind of builds up, then it slows down, then it builds up, and it slows down. It's cool. Nothing else matters. Hey, you know what matters right now? It's time to find our outstanding teacher of the week from Service First.
That's right. We have our good friend Colleen on the line from Service First Federal Credit Union, partnering all month long, honoring outstanding teachers throughout our Fair Valley. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. What a fabulous morning it is.
You said that the sun is shining, right?
The sun is shining, and we are getting ready to announce teacher number three.
This month is flying by. Now, this particular teacher, I can't wait to announce her name. Oh, I just gave a little, his or her name. Sorry.
Okay. It could be him or her.
But the student said such nice things.
They absolutely did. She sounds like another inspiring teacher, and that is why we're doing this, because there are so many teachers out there just doing amazing things for students.
So tell us what school first, and then we'll drum roll into the name.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes. We are. Go for it.
The school we are focusing on this week is Our Lady of Lourdes Regional School.
Hey, out there in Shimtown. All right, Our Lady of Lourdes. And drum roll, please.
And our teacher this week is Brianna McPeak.
Yay!
Congratulations, Brianna.
Yay, Brianna!
Yeah. What does she do at Lourdes, Our Lady of Lourdes?
She is a regional religion and child development teacher.
All right.
That is awesome. She teaches seventh grade. And Colleen, the things emailed in about Brianna, words like compassionate, patient, hardworking, creative, overcoming and persevering through the many challenges that would bring most people down, always smiling, showing her students love and attention. That is Brianna McPeak.
Yay. Way to go, Brianna.
Absolutely. And she responds to questions anytime, even over the weekend. And you know what? That's so amazing to have that kind of support from a teacher.
It really, really is. Well, Brianna, if you're listening, we really hope that you call in this morning. $1,000 is yours to go to your school district, to go to a club, an activity of your choice. But that amazing $1,000 gift is, of course, all credit from Service Federal Credit Union. Thank you so much, Colleen.
Thank you both, and have a wonderful weekend. And again, congratulations, Brianna.
Yay!
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
We have the one, the only, Ms. Brianna McPeak on the line. Good morning!
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you?
Extremely excited and so very thankful. Like, filled with so excitement.
I was going to say, I wonder why you're excited. Oh, wait, $1,000 from Service First Credit Union goes right to you.
I appreciate that so very much, and our school will be so extremely happy.
Now,
oh, my goodness.
Do you know
you.
Where you're going to donate the money?
I would like to donate it to my school, Our Lady of Lourdes Regional High School, which is in Coal Township, Pennsylvania.
And you're a seventh grade teacher with Lourdes Regional, right?
I am seventh and eighth grade teacher. And then I do an elective child development for the 10th through 12th who decide to take.
Well, Brianna, you know what? Your students had some wonderful things to say about you when you were nominated. Words like caring, dedicated, compassionate, patient, hardworking, creative, and that you always do it with a smile.
Oh, I really do. They do always mention, you know, good personality, they get energy along with myself. Oh, that makes me smile so much.
You sound like you're smiling right now. So congratulations.
I really am. And I thank you guys. Thank you. I love your radio.
Oh, thank you so much.
Love it.
You are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. We are so happy to chat with you this morning. And, of course, a big thank you to Service First Federal Credit Union, our friend Colleen, who helps us put this together every single April and honor outstanding teachers like yourself, Brianna, right here throughout Central Pennsylvania.
Thank you very much, very much. I'm so blessed. This school is absolutely wonderful and we're so welcoming.
Well, you have yourself a wonderful Friday. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much. You both and all have a very good day as well. Thank you.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
See, every once in a while, Laura says something to Movie Mike about Britney Spears, and up comes a request on our text club, and I don't have a name. It just came up as a number. But
it did indeed.
There you go. we're doing lots of new things here at SBC Media, and one of them is podcasting, which I think is great. And if you're a sports fan, you might remember the name Greg Murphy, the Murph, not that Murph, Murph.
Not Murph.
No,
he's
no,
down
no.
here. Murphy's down here. We're good.
All right. Okay. Glove Stories with Murph is our new podcast, and it is blowing up. Episode 4 drops like now, but you can also hear it on the radio. We'll talk about that. But
yep. Head on over to the 94KX Facebook page or to the Glove Stories with Murph Facebook page. You can listen to that podcast right now. It dropped last night. Or you can listen on the radio. We play these before every Phillies live broadcast.
Yeah, before the Sunday game for the Phils, you can hear it on the radio on Eagle 107, our sister station. Or if you're into podcasting, just check it out. The new episode, Kevin Stalker, he was a shortstop. Now, I don't know if you remember it, but his rookie season was 93, and the Phils went to the World Series that year. So I'm sure he's going to have some really cool stories. And Charlie Manuel, who doesn't love the former coach?
Oh, my gosh, seriously. You know? And he revisits the 2008 World Series. It's just a great episode. So if you're a Phillies fan in particular, which I know so many of you are, go ahead and check out Glove Stories with Murph.
You betcha. And it's when you listen on the radio, by the way, on Eagle, it's sponsored by Register Chevrolet, Lytle's HVAC, and Brewers Outlet in Sunbelt.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Boy, some interesting requests on a Flashback Friday, Jay Giles, man. We're out of time, but boy, the requests have been great. Are you okay over there?
I'm fine.
Did Murphy just break some wind?
I wish we had more time to talk about, one, survival man that I just found on TikTok, and two, the fact that Murph and I need to go for a walk after
You need to get him out the back door as quick as you can. See, now, this is a good part of our studio. We are, what, 7 feet away, maybe?
Give or take.
And Murphy lays at your feet most of the show. So if he's going to tank one, if he's going to rip one off, if he's going to flatulate, it doesn't affect me until maybe a minute. So we could talk for about 30 more seconds.
Look at his little face. I'm sorry. Did I embarrass you, Murph?
Oh, you did.
I embarrassed you? It's okay. It's natural. You're all right, puppies.
He's got a dog face now that's saying, hey.
Okay.
Whoever smelt it, dealt it, dude. That's what he's looking at you. That's a Flashback Friday. Whoever
he's
said
coming
it,
over your way now.
Whoever said it, let it. Maybe he's coming out to coming over here.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Anyway, Murph, hang on. Your post-show walk into the woods is coming up in just a bit. Also coming up, Chad Evans, Mark Stevens this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. We like to wrap up with something other than dog poofing. What do you got for a thought for the day?
I just want to say, happy Friday.
That's it.
Here's to all of us who made it through another week of faking adulthood.
Isn't that what Flashback Friday is, really? Faking adulthood?
Pretty much.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.